you said you're very familiar with quarterbacks, obviously, and we have a good one. We think we have a good one here in Oakland with Derek. So what have you kind of seen from his progression from year one to year two?
Special. I think he's going to be special. I do. I loved him at Fresno State, but I'll tell you why I loved him. Forget that. I could care less about stats. I get a bunch of those guys, their stats, and can't play a lick on Sunday. What I love about him is he's got a toughness that you can see through the TV screen. He's tough. And when people ask me, what are the, you know, we always hear characteristics, well, accuracy and arm strength and all these things that we want to judge a quarterback. You ask me my number one thing that I want from my quarterback, I want him to be tough. I don't just mean physically being able to stand in there and take a hit. I'm talking about when you're 6 out of 20, your wife's booing you, the dog pees on you when you come home, your own friends don't want to talk to you, your own crowd's booing you, you can't get out of your own way, and it's halftime and you're sitting in there. The toughness for able to walk out in that second half, the mental and emotional toughness, say, you know what, I don't care. I threw 3 picks in the first half. If I got to, I'll throw a 4th to get us to the next level. And I think Derek Carr's got that. I do. There's a toughness about him that I think has got a chance to be. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl. I know guys cancel. I don't care about that. I care about how – and I watch him. You want to talk about guys rallying around that feed off him. The Oakland Raiders are lucky. It's the best quarterback they've had here since Rich Gannon. And the thing for Derek is lucky. He's going to be in this same situation for a long time.
And we talked to Marshall Faulk yesterday, and he said what he'd really like to see from Derek – you know, going forward, he goes, he has all the physical attributes. He can make any throw out there, but really where he really wants to see him improve is his situational awareness.
Yeah.
And he goes, that takes time. He goes, you're not going to, you know, be where you are year 3 when you come into the league. He goes, that's what I really think. I really want to see him grow in that aspect.
That light switch will go on, too. You start to say, you know what, my whole thing is, you don't have to hit a home run every time. Hit singles and doubles. Home runs come. Talked to Matt Ryan, the Landis quarterback, about that a couple days ago. I said, what do you got to do better? And he said, I got to be more aware in the red zone. This guy's been in the league, been to Pro Bowls, had 4,000-yard passing season. You're number 18 in Denver, still learning. He'll learn something this Sunday. So there's no question about it. But to be aware of it, and my biggest thing, if you're willing to hit singles and doubles, upper deck home runs will come because you got a wide receiver that can hit some upper deck home runs, man.